Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Donovan Brown, Principal DevOps Manager at Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to show you how to create an entire CI/CD pipeline from within the Azure portal. Imagine that you're an IT pro or an ops engineer responsible for deploying your team's code into an Azure web app. No longer do you have to wait on them to create a CI and CD pipeline. You can do everything from within the Azure portal. So let's get started here on the dashboard of Azure. What I'm going to do is simply go to my app services, and I'm going to add a new app service. This is going to be the home for the code that we're going to deploy from my team. From here, I'm going to be able to choose the template for a web app, go ahead and create one, and all I have to do now is give it a name. So we're going to just call this one From the Azure Portal. We're going to create a new resource group, and for those who use Azure, you understand a resource group is a logical grouping of all the resources together that define this particular application. I'm a big fan of Application Insights so that I can monitor my application as it's running inside of production. And I'm going to go ahead and pin this to the dashboard once it's done. So what Azure is doing right now is it's creating a resource group for me. And inside that resource group is now creating the web app where my team's code is actually going to be deployed to. Once it's done, we're going to use a new blade inside of Azure called the Continuous Delivery Blade. That's going to allow us to build an entire continuous delivery and continuous integration pipeline from within the Azure portal. Now that I have my web app created, you'll notice here on the left-hand side, there's a new option called Continuous Delivery. This is not the same as the deployment options. This actually gives you full control over the CI and CD pipeline that actually gets created. So all I have to do is simply click on this option and then answer a few questions. It's going to give me a dashboard showing me everything that's going to happen for me once I finish configuring it. I'm going to get, again, a CI build, and I'm going to get a CD deployment. And I can even go back in and do load test and even use deployment slots. So let's go ahead and start to configure this. You can get your code from lots of different places. Obviously, we have Visual Studio Team Services that has Git support and TFVC, but I want to show that you can actually get code from other places. So let's go ahead and choose GitHub, for example. So if you're working on an open source project, you would be able to grab that code directly from GitHub and actually deploy it inside of your Azure web app. We're also going to create a trigger for any commits into that Git repository such that every time a commit is made to that repository, we're automatically going to trigger the build that was created for you. So let's go ahead and click on OK. We're going to use the sample core, which is an ASP.NET core application. Now that we know where we're going to get our source code from, the question is where are we going to build it? What we're going to do here is say I want to build an ASP.NET core application, and I'm going to use an existing account, so I have a Team Services account. For those who are not familiar with Team Services, it is everything that you need to turn an idea into a working piece of software. It's your work item tracking, test case management, your package management, source control, continuous integration, and continuous deployment, all from one product. You don't have to use it all. As you can see, we're skipping our source control for GitHub, and you can replace whatever parts you need to with the tools of your choice, but we offer you everything that you need, and we're going to utilize that tool to actually do the CI and the CD portion of our pipeline. So now that it knows where I want it to create my pipeline, I simply click on OK. And now it gives me a couple other additional options that I can choose. For example, maybe I want to run load or performance test against a duplicate of my web app to make sure that the changes that my team has made are going to perform well in production. So what I'm going to tell is yes, please create a duplicate copy of my website that you can then deploy my code to, run a series of performance tests against, and if everything is green, then go ahead and deploy it to the next environment. The other option that we offer you is the ability for you to use deployment slots. Deployment slots are a feature of Azure web apps that allow me to have a mirror image of my actual production website. So imagine it takes me 10 minutes to copy all the files from my development machine or my CI machine into the application into production. If that were the case, when we want to do an update to our website, we would have to first take down our production site and put up a sign that says, we'll be back in about 10 minutes when we're done updating our site. For that period of time, your customers can no longer use your site. But if you use deployment slots instead, what you can actually be doing is deploying to the slot that is behind production. It's an exact replica of your production website. You're able to copy your files there at your leisure. Once the files are actually copied there, all the traffic is still going to your production site. None of your customers are being impacted by the fact that you're about to update their site. You can then go off and run smoke test against your deployment slot, make sure that everything deployed the way that you wanted it to, and then when you're ready, you simply swap the slots. Your customers are none the wiser, they just see new features show up. Deployment slots give you zero downtime deployment. And it also gives you some other benefits. And there's a blog post that you can read about how you can use deployment slots effectively in your pipeline. But what I definitely want to do now is tell Azure I would love to do that. So what it's going to do now is create for me a staging slot that's going to sit behind my production slot, allow me to deploy into there, and then swap the slots for me into production. Once I click on OK, it's going to go off and start building this for me. It is wiring up Visual Studio Team Services to this Azure subscription, such that everything that I need to happen is automatically going to happen for me. Remember, we're using GitHub as our source, so every time I commit code to GitHub, it's going to trigger a release inside of Team Services and a build. The build is going to take our code from GitHub, build it, package it, and then hand it off to Release Management. Release Management is then going to take that code, deploy it into a test website, run performance tests against that website, and should all of our thresholds be met, it will then promote that into our production environment, where it will first deploy into a staging slot, make sure everything is okay, and then swap the slots into production. You're getting all of this simply by answering the questions that I just answered on the screen. So in the background, Azure is taking care of making sure that all your code gets downloaded, built, packaged, and deployed into this particular web app. What I also like about it is when it's done, you're going to be able to see everything right here within Azure. Even though we're using GitHub and Team Services, you don't have to go to those sites to actually see the status of the latest build, of the latest commit, or the latest release. It's all going to be surfaced for you right here inside of the Azure portal. Now, your other team members who are familiar with Team Services are going to be able to go there and see the exact same information. They'll be able to see every build that was run, every release that was a result of those builds, and if those releases were successful or not being deployed into Azure. So if you return back to my desktop here, you'll see that we've now successfully created our CI and our CD pipeline, and it even went off and triggered a build for us inside of Team Services to kind of give our build a nice test here. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and click on the build that was triggered, and what we're going to be taken to is Visual Studio Team Services and the actual build that is running right now that grabbed our code from GitHub, downloaded it onto a hosted build server for me, and then is building that code for me automatically. What I mean by a hosted build server is that Team Services comes with agents automatically hosted for you in Azure waiting to do your builds. You don't have to install anything. And they can build any language. So if you want to do Java versus ASP.NET Core like I've done, if you want to do Node.js or you want to do Android or iOS development, we have all the equipment that you need and all the technology that you need right here in Team Services. I say this over and over again. Team Services is for any language targeting any platform. So once this build is done, what will happen is it will then trigger a release. But while the build is running, let me go and show you what was actually created for you. So this is a build definition inside of Visual Studio Team Services. It's a list of tasks that we need to execute against the code that we're building to achieve the goal of producing a package that we can then deploy into Azure. We're using .NET Core, so we obviously restore, we then build, we run our test, and then we publish it into a package that can be deployed inside of Azure. We then take the package that was published and we store it as an artifact of our build. That can then be used by release management, which I'll show you here in just a second. If you wanted to do additional things like calculate code coverage or integrate with SonarQube, all you have to do is add additional tasks to your build definition. The majority of these tasks come right out of the box. Some of them are also the result of extensions that you can actually add from the marketplace. So as I scroll through here, you should start to recognize things like Bower and Chef, CocoaPods, PowerShell, Curl, Docker. We have support for Gradle and Gulp and Grunt and Ant and Maven. We even have Jenkins plugins. So if you're using Jenkins for part of your deployment or part of your build, we can actually call off into there as well. If you do not see the task that you need, simply click on the marketplace. What the marketplace is going to allow you to do is actually download additional functionality inside of Visual Studio Team Services. These extensions will add additional tasks to your build and your release, widgets for dashboards, and even new hubs inside of the Visual Studio Team Services user interface that expose additional information about that. I was on a great call today where we were talking about extensions like White Source that allow you to do vulnerability and security scans of all your open source assets inside of your build. So as you're building your code, they go off and analyze all of the open source projects that you're using and dependencies and make sure that there are no vulnerabilities or licensing issues. And if there are, they surface them for you right here inside of our Visual Studio Team Services. And you can actually download that as an extension right here from the marketplace. If you don't see what you want inside of the marketplace, feel free to create your own. If you already know PowerShell or Node.js, you already know how to build these tasks. They're very, very easy to use. And one other thing I like to say about our build system is if you go to the utility tab, you'll see that we can run any batch script, any command line, any PowerShell, or any shell script that you can give us. So if you can show me a command line, I can perform whatever task you need as part of our build and also as part of our release. When the build is done, you'll actually get a summary. And the summary will show you everything that actually happened as part of that build. For example, if we come back and look at it here, we'll see that we actually compiled our code from a Git repository. If we wanted to get more details about this, we can actually go and look at the test logs. And as we can see, there were actually three tests that were actually run, and all three of those tests passed as a result of running this particular build. Now that we've done that, if we go back to the build one more time, what we'll see is that we actually have a deployment down here that's already running. It's currently in the test environment, which means the code has been taken from our build server, deployed into a test environment, and remember, we asked Azure to run load test against our application. So what it's doing now is it's generating load against that test application to make sure that it meets all of our thresholds. And if so, it'll then go into our production environment. Let me show you what that looks like. So if I were to come over here to our release, what we're going to be able to do is monitor how our release is going. As you can see, we have two environments like I just described. We're currently in progress for our test environment, and we're waiting to get deployed into our production environment. What I can do is simply edit this, and when I do, what you're going to be able to see are all the tasks that we're performing. In our test environment, we deploy into our test website. We then run web-based performance tests. These are using the power of Azure to generate load against your application. We're then going to transition over into our production website. Here, we have a deployment slot, where we actually deploy our code into the staging slot while everyone is still actively using our production website. Once the code has been safely deployed, we simply swap it into production. This allows everyone to now see the new value that our developers have produced automatically. One of the things that's really powerful about this, although we created this from within Azure, you are in complete control of the build and the release that is produced so that you can come in and augment it, add additional environments should you want to, and you have complete control. There's no black box, there's no magic that's happening in the background. You have full traceability into exactly what was happening with every change that you make to your code and how it makes its way all the way into Azure. So if we were to go back now and look at the status of our release, let's see how we're progressing here. We're still running some load tests, so why don't we just go look at our load test inside of Azure. So if I were to come back here to my resource group, so I'm gonna go to overview, I'm gonna go to my resource group, and let's see everything that was created for us. So inside of our resource group here, you're gonna see that we have our test application, our staging website, and our production website. And should I browse to this particular test website, what we should see is the website that's currently being tested under load from inside of Azure. So as you can see, directly from the Azure portal, we were able to create an entire CI/CD pipeline. Once the web tests are done, it's going to automatically deploy this application for us into production. Again, no longer do you have to wait on others to create CI and CD pipelines. You can do it completely yourself from within the Azure portal. Thank you so much.